sports reporter coming up after the news.
And also Tom Rogan from the National Review to join us to give us an overview of the French election. It is now 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. Topping the to-do list for lawmakers returning to Congress this week is keeping the lights on.
The last shutdown, which was in 2013, was disastrous to our local economy here in metropolitan Washington.
That shutdown was 13 days, and Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly says if there's no deal this week, he's worried it could happen again.
There's always a risk that people won't get paid. There's always a risk that there'll be a ripple effect on contractors as well as federal employees who won't get paid for work not done because the government has shut down.
The clock runs out Friday night. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An 11-candidate field is down to 2 in the French presidential election.
Now the French look ahead to the second round of voting with a very stark choice in front of them. On one hand, a man who is in favor of globalization, who is pro-European, but who does want to get rid of the political elites in France through a sort of democratic revolution. That's what Emmanuel Macron's supporters believe he's going to bring. On the other hand, Marine Le Pen, the far-right leader, who represents almost the diametrical opposite of what Emmanuel Macron stands for, withdrawal from the European Union, the closing of France's borders, and a form of economic protectionism.
Correspondent Melissa Bell. Despite the fact that their colleague Corey Stewart is running for governor, 4 Prince William County supervisors and the county sheriff, all of them Republicans, are all endorsing Stewart's primary opponent, Ed Gillespie.
Supervisor Martin Noe says Stewart's actions just can't be defended anymore.
For reasons that I don't fully understand, Corey Stewart has become a champion of protecting symbols of the Confederacy.
He says with Prince William being a majority-minority county,
we need to respect the fact that that flag is a very painful symbol.
Sheriff Glendale Hill rescinded his initial endorsement of Stewart, now endorses Gillespie. No, he says that's indicative.
I think that embracing the Confederate flag doesn't send the message that we're going to keep all of the people of our community safe.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Advocates for legal marijuana will be at the U.S. Capitol again today, despite several arrests at a demonstration last week. Those activists want Congress to drop a rider barring D.C. from writing new marijuana laws. Property taxes are about to go up in Arlington County. The tax rate will rise 1.5 cents per $100. Board Chairman Jay Fassett.
100% of the tax rate increase is dedicated to school growth and metro.
The new tax rate is lower than the originally proposed 2-cent increase. The Arlington County Board also voted to increase its own salaries for the first time in 6 years, a 3.5% increase. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is in Afghanistan right now to assess America's longest war as the Trump administration considers sending more troops in. The Pentagon is calling on North Korea to stop, quote, destabilizing actions.
We have a potential crisis brewing with North Korea.
Policymakers in the U.S. sounding the alarm following the release of an editorial in a Pyongyang newspaper Sunday. The paper claims North Korea is prepared to sink a U.S. aircraft carrier group conducting drills near the Philippines, and that it has weapons which can reach the continental U.S. Claims that cannot be confirmed. I'm Jeremy Roth reporting.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,548, the Nasdaq at 5911. Sports, another overtime win for the Caps as they eliminate Toronto in their first-round playoff series. The Wizards take on the Hawks tonight in Game 4. Baseball, the Nationals sweep the Mets. The Orioles lose to Boston. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me further explain.
Right. We're
cracking jokes based on what we found in the news today.
Weekdays, noon till 3.
Honest, I'm not making this up. Don't laugh. Well, I can't say enough laugh. It does sound funny.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
DJ LeMahieu.
Deep to left center.
Won the batting title by 1 point last season. Daniel Murphy.
See you later.
A single point. try Sore Point. Title winning bat versus Point of Attack. Catch everything. Nationals, Rockies. The series starts tonight at 8 on Masson 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A long lineup around the Maryland Beltway due to the longstanding crash on the American Legion Bridge, but it's just cleared just moments ago. All lanes now finally reopened. Outer loop on the American Legion Bridge. But not only have those delays out of Bethesda grown, they've linked up with the delays out of College Park. So continuous backup around the top side and heading to the Legion Bridge. Same story goes with 270. If we're coming south out of Gaithersburg to join the spur and again heading into Virginia. Virginia on 66 eastbound. The incident that I told you was on the right shoulder, well, it still is, but they did need to call for an ambulance. So they have an ambulance and fire truck now. 66 east as you come up to Nutley Street, they block the right lane, and that's going to be an hard delay beginning back near the Fairfax County Parkway. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, 395, we're just heavy in the rush hour under the freeway, slows each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure to our south. Rain stays with us today. Showers around, maybe some steady rain at times. Most of it should be light, 56 with a northeast breeze. Stays breezy tonight with showers around 52. Rain early tomorrow. Chance of showers tomorrow afternoon. Possibly a thunderstorm. Quite breezy, 59. From the Weather Channel, I'm Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Dumfries, 49 in Kensington, 54 degrees in Washington. Americans don't trust Donald Trump or Democrats. Or Republicans. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. And good morning to you. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. Joining us at 8:35, Tom Rogan from the National Review. And he'll give us an overview of the French election. I am Mary Walter, sitting alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, it's a great time to be a Washington, D.C. sports fan because we got playoff hockey, we got playoff basketball, and the Nats are just on fire right now. Good day to have Scott Allen, sports reporter for the Washington Post, along. Hello, Scott. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me back.
Well, let's start off. I guess Ted Leonsis has got to be a happy man these days. I mean, short of the fact that his Wizards lost their last game, he's got two teams in playoff contention. Let's start with the Caps, who wrapped it up this weekend in Toronto, at least in the first round, and finally put away those pesky little Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, and giving area fans and the team a few days to catch their breath before Pittsburgh. It was an incredible series. I think one that people thought might not have gone quite as long or been quite as hotly contested. 5 overtime games, 6 one-goal games, but Ted and his son Zach were up at Air Canada Centre last night in Toronto, and Marcus Johansson was able to get it done in overtime to give the Capitals a few days off before the Penguins series starts.
Yeah, I mean, and 5 out of the 6 games went to overtime. Yeah. That really shows you had two teams who were fighting tooth and tongue.
That's right. And Toronto, a super young team, but their future is obviously incredibly bright, giving the President's Trophy winning Capitals all they could handle. Once you get to overtime, it's kind of a coin flip, and the Capitals were able to win the last 3. Got a little bit lucky, perhaps, but they're moving on.
But you had these games, so many of these games go into overtime, and Washington had the best record in the Eastern yep. Conference, and they were playing the team with the worst record that made the playoffs. That does not sound like they're going to do well in the next round.
Well, it just shows you. I think if you ask the players, you know, while the pundits all predicted the Capitals in 4 games or maybe 5 or 6, the players said, you know, we expected this. You know, once you get to the playoffs, yeah, Toronto doesn't have the experience, but that's a really good team over there, and playoff hockey is about kind of creating your own luck. So, I mean, the good news is they didn't have to go to 7 games, and, you know, maybe this kind of hardened them for the rest of the way, which is not going to get any easier.
All right, so game 4 is tonight for the Washington Wizards as they take on the Atlanta Hawks. They lead that series 2-1 right now. How's that going?
The last game didn't go so well, but still with a great chance to come back to D.C. up 3-1, or worst case scenario, tied 2-2. And the way that they played at Verizon Center, I think they have to feel pretty good. I mean, this has been kind of a series of trash talk back and forth. You know, you had the Hawks after game one complaining that this was more like MMA than basketball, and Markieff Morris firing back, well, if you thought that was MMA, wait for double MMA. And then you've got Morris calling Paul Millsap a crybaby after game three. So a lot of trash talk going on in this one.
Yeah, but I mean, but how do you think the Wizards are playing? I mean, are they up to this task and as they take on the Atlanta Hawks again?
I think so. In games one and two, they had the full supporting cast helping John Wall out. The story of Game 3 was really John Wall was the only one generating any sort of offense, the only one who could shoot for the Wizards. And when that happens, I mean, that's just too much pressure on the guy who, throughout the season, has been so much of his offense comes from getting assists. So they need somebody else to step up in Game 4 if they want to bring a 3-1 lead back to D.C.
And they need the defense to show up, too.
That's right. Paul Millsap kind of went off against Morris, 29 points and 14 rebounds in Game 3. Scott Brooks, I'm sure, let the team hear about it after Game 3, and the defensive effort should be better tonight in Atlanta.
All right, so let's now turn to the Nats, who have been on the road. They've won 7 games straight, 6 of them on the road. That's a hell of a streak.
It is. It's almost like, hey, don't forget about us over here. We know you've got more important games going on with the Wizards and Capitals, but look what we're doing. And it's been an impressive streak. It's sweeps of Atlanta and now the rival New York Mets. The story for the Nats, besides, you know, Bryce Harper, he's had a resurgence. Ryan Zimmerman has 6 home runs in April now. But Daniel Murphy, I mean, we almost expected after last year, right, when he almost won the batting title, continues to just dominate his former team, a grand slam last night against the Mets. That offense for the Nationals is really, really scary right now.
What about their, I think they were concerned about their closers. Where are we on that?
Yeah, we talked last week, right? And I think since then, the kind of closer by committee, you've got Sean Kelly and Coda Glover sharing the duties. Coda Glover got the save last night, and I think since we talked, they're 3-for-3. So it may not be a permanent solution for them, but so far, the starting pitching continues to be great, and that combination of Kelly and Glover have done the job in the ninth.
And when you look at the grand big picture of what's going on in Washington right now, can you ever recall a time where we've had these three teams doing so well?
No, I haven't. I mean, you go back 2 years, and we had this kind of manufactured idea of the D.C. sports trifecta. There was one night 2 years ago where, you know, the Wizards won a playoff game, the Capitals won in overtime, and then the Nationals won on a walk-off home run. But that was, Caps were in the first round. It was kind of an isolated incident. I can't recall all three teams going so well at once. Before the Wizards lost on Saturday, the Nats, Caps, and Wizards had combined for 8 straight wins since last Tuesday, which is incredible.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter which sport you like. You've got there's something for everyone right about now, which is pretty amazing. And the pitcher, Daniel Murphy, he is the National League Cy Young Award winner, and he completed 8 innings for the first time with 9 strikeouts and 1 walk. That's incredible.
Yeah, sure.
That's amazing.
It is. And the funny thing is he had such a slow start in that game. I think he allowed 2 home runs in the first 2 1/3 innings, but the way he was able to rebound and get through 8 innings and preserve that bullpen, you know, they've got to fly tonight. They flew last night to Colorado to start a 4-game series. So for him to go 8 innings was huge.
Let me come back to the Capitals, though, because now we've got through round one, and you're right. Now we've got to go out there, and we got to face those dreaded Penguins. And for better or for worse, it seems that the Penguins have always had our number. So how is that matchup looking this time around?
They have, and the thing is, you know, you've got the teams that finished with the 2 best teams in the Eastern Conference facing off in the second round because the NHL has an absolutely ridiculous playoff format. But if you're the Capitals fan, even considering that history, you've got to figure, you know, you're probably going to have to play the Penguins at some point. You can view this as almost like a revenge tour on the way, hopefully, to a Stanley Cup Finals appearance. I think the Capitals think, you know, they're a better team. They've said it all year. They're a better team than they were last year when they ran into the Penguins in the second round. There wasn't a hotter team in hockey when they played the Penguins last year. I think on paper, you know, the Capitals, again, have an advantage over the Penguins, even though they made a quick work of the Blue Jackets in the first round.
And is Alexander Ovechkin, is he okay? Because, I mean, that hit he took, and he stayed down on the ice for a long time, and I watched him personally right there in the arena limp down to the locker room. He didn't look good, but he came right back.
That was really scary. Yeah, he came back in the next period, actually. And if there was any question about whether he was okay, I think he answered it when just absolutely leveled Jake Gardner into the glass like the old Alex Ovechkin. He looked pretty good last night. He didn't score, but he skated his normal shifts. And I think reports are that he is good to go, and these next few days should do him well in terms of rest.
Well, Scott Allen, if you keep bringing us good news, maybe we'll have you back. Thank you so much, Scott.
Talk to you soon.
It is now 8:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Chantilly, Route 50. A little extra time needed, but it looks like lanes have been reopened here on 50 eastbound as you come up to Stringfellow Road. That was the culprit of the extra delays. And 66 eastbound, your travel lanes have just been reopened again. So we only have one car in a VRE truck over to the shoulder. 66 east as you come up to Nutley Street with the long lineup back near the Fairfax County Parkway. It has been a tough morning on the American Legion Bridge. It was a long-standing crash. Outer loop now cleared, but delays as you come around from College Park to the Legion Bridge. So you get that linking together with those delays, and also 270 out of Gaithersburg just to get onto the spur, and again heading into Virginia. Heading into town, the southeast-southwest freeway slows each direction just as you come off the 11th Street Bridge westbound side. And the update on VRE. Well, the car that was stuck on the tracks has been removed, and the Manassas lines are moving again. This is one of those mornings you want to call the boss. Some trains up to 2 hours late on VRE, so plan for that check before you go, too. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
And today we start our day with showers, and that's going to become a steady light rain during the afternoon with a high of 56. Tonight, light rain early, then remaining cloudy. Showers overnight, a low of 52. Tomorrow, rain early, remaining cloudy. Showers in the afternoon, and thunder is possible tomorrow with a high of 59 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, we're kind of stuck at 53 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
Man, this is going to be a busy, busy week in the nation's capital. And let me see if I can sort of lay it out for you so you'll be able to follow along with your scorecard and keep up with everything. One of the things that's going to happen is this is the week that we will reach the 100th day of this president's administration. It will happen on Saturday. Saturday will be this president's 100th day. And you know, I remember in the old days long ago, back when I was just a young pup, when the 100-day mark was sort of the end of the honeymoon period. But this president didn't get any honeymoon period. It's a very different environment that we're in today than that past presidents have been having to face. And so he's going to be judged very harshly for his first 100 days. I think there's a good case to be made. He has had a lot of accomplishment, but you may not hear that in the mainstream media. We'll be talking more about that as the day progresses. And as the week progresses. Here's the other thing, though. Trump just stuck it right to the White House correspondents in a big way. Because at 7:30 on Saturday, the White House correspondents are having their correspondents' dinner. President was, back in February, said he's not going, but they're going to hold the dinner anywhere. They're going to put up on their black tie and their nice ball gowns, and they're going to have their Hollywood friends in, and they're going to have a big time. Except that over the weekend, the president let it be known that he, at the very same moment, at 7:30 on Saturday, is going to be having a rally in Pennsylvania where he will outline the accomplishments of his first 100 days. And now the correspondents have to choose between the dinner or actually doing their jobs. What a brilliant strategy. What a brilliant move. I just thought that was great. So that's one little thing you'll be hearing about this week. Here's some other things. The president's first 100 days accomplishment. Byron York, I think, had a great rundown of some of the things that you probably won't hear much this week. And it's a good compendium of things that have actually been accomplished. Chief among them, Supreme Court nominee confirmed, has withdrawn from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which he said he was going to do. He has imposed a rule that says that if you are going to impose a regulation on the world, you have to make two of them go away. He's approved the Keystone Pipeline. How long did we wait for that to happen? He has tightened immigration and told the Border Patrol and ICE to go after the bad hombres and to start enforcing the immigration laws of this nation. And as a result, the number of people coming across the border illegal is down dramatically. And by the end of this week, he will sign some 32 executive orders, which will mean more executive orders than have been signed by any president in the first 100 days. That's a pretty good achievement. However, as I said, I don't think you'll hear much about that as the day and the week goes along. Let's see. Obamacare, there's a lot of talk about when the Congress came back where they're going to get to Obamacare. And it doesn't look, Mary, as if they're going to be able to get it this week. The president now saying there's no rush on health care. He doesn't matter whether it's this week or next week. However, there is movement. It does appear that there is movement on Obamacare and that maybe we are closer to having some kind of compromise that can make its way through the House. And what I mean, is that your sense? That's my sense I'm certainly getting.
I truly don't want to see them rush it. I don't care if Obamacare is done this week, next month, or 6 months from now. I want it done right. And I'd rather have them take their time to do it right. This whole rush with Obamacare is driven by the media. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what this is. And I don't want them to take the bait to fall into some faux deadline imposed on them by the media. Do it right. And again, if it takes 6 months, then so be it. I'm okay with that. Same thing with tax reform. Get it right. Mm-hmm. Because if you get it wrong, you're just giving the media, you're just chumming the water for the sharks. So I see no rush for this at all.
Yeah, so,
do it right.
So Obamacare, what they thought might be the big thing they're going to tackle this week, but now it really appears that it's a fight over funding. They need to pass some kind of spending bill between now and Friday, or parts of the government could shut down. And it appears the big fight this week, and it's going to be a heck of a knockdown dragout, is whether or not the president can get in this spending bill some funding to build his wall, or to start building his wall. He very much wants that. He wants a victory in that regard. It is what he ran on, and he did win the election, and elections have consequences, but Democrats are going to fight him, it looks like, every step of the way. I hope the Democrats hear from their constituents, because I believe even if you didn't vote for the president, I think there's an awful lot of people who want to see this wall built.
They should sell bricks, and you can have your name put on the brick.
Yeah.
$100 a brick, and they can raise money for the wall that way.
And we will hear about new tax rates and tax reform on Wednesday of this week. It is now 8:22 on WMAL.
The Washington Capitol Boating Show is April 28th through the 30th at Prince William Arena, just one block off I-95 exit 160. 500 new and used boats. If it's boating, it's Prince William Arena. Visit PW Marina for more details.
Here to tell you once again that if you need a realtor, you know, you got to pick the right guy, the right person to go out there and make sure that you get top dollar for your house. And for my money, the guy that you need to pick is Frank Prindle of Remax Allegiant. Just ask anybody who's met Frank to tell you what a great guy he is. He also delivers results. He's got this guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon. And if he doesn't do that, he'll buy it outright. That's been Frank's promise since the day I met him. He stands by that proudly today. I want to tell you the story about Eric. Now, his tenants were moving out, and he was looking for the quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers the first week on the market, and the home sold, this is amazing, $21,000 above list. A guy who gets it done. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but there's only one Frank Prindle. Call the old agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Frank Prindle, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if you could go for a job without excruciating back pain? What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Ella Gala at Sauna Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sauna Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sauna Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at saunaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. Get your run back.
Traffic and weather. your day right with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. Stormwatch 7's Veronica Johnson and Eileen Whalen get you morning ready from your bus stop forecast through the day ahead. And Traffic Watch 7's Julie Wright helps navigate you from points A to B stress-free. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes starting at 425 on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Where good mornings start.
825, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In case you missed it, we had a long-standing crash on the American Legion Bridge outer loop side. So this puts it from Maryland into Virginia. The crash is now gone, but major delays with us as you come around right near New Hampshire Avenue is where they begin. But they link up the entire stretch through Bethesda and again to the Legion Bridge. 270 jammed out of Gaithersburg as a result to get to the Legion Bridge span itself. Now, Virginia, 66 East, near Nutley Street, crash gone. Big delays, though. On Braddock Road, if you're coming through Annandale, a little extra pressure. You can get by the crash, but eastbound Braddock Road, it's just before you get onto the Capitol Beltway. 395 from Landmark to and across the 14th Street Bridge, a lot of the stop and go. George Washington Parkway, southbound near the Overlooks, that's slowed down to the Key Bridge and the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure to our south. Rain stays with us today. Showers around, maybe some steady rain at times. Most of it should be light, 56 with a northeast breeze. Stays breezy tonight with showers around 52. Rain early tomorrow. Chance of showers tomorrow afternoon. Possibly a thunderstorm. Quite breezy, 59. From the Weather Channel, I'm Ray Stajic on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 53 degrees at 826 on WMAL. President Obama is coming back into the public eye. You know, he took a vacation. He was in Palm Springs. Yeah. He was on a Caribbean island with Richard Branson and I think Bruce Springsteen was there with him and Rita Wilson, and I've got Tom Cruise stuck in my head, but her husband Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks, yes. They were all there having a grand old time on his super huge mega yacht the size of a city. He was also at an exclusive resort in French Polynesia. Right. Well, now he, just before President Trump's 100th day in office, he is meeting with at-risk young men and boys in his hometown of Chicago. He did that yesterday, right where his career started of being a community organizer. He spent time at a round table with the youth from the organization CRED, Chicago Create Real Economic Destiny, located in Chicago. He's going to participate in a town hall style discussion on community organizing and civic engagement at the University of Chicago, where it's very close to where his planned presidential library is going to be. Yeah. So, after those lovely vacations, which I can't blame him, I would take a huge vacation if I had to do 8 years as the president.
I just wish he'd stay on vacation.
I got to tell you, I would still be on vacation. I don't know about you. I'd still be on vacation. So slowly dipping his toe back into the public waters. It is now 8:28 on WMAL.
The problem with being overweight is that it's a downward spiral. You know you should work out, but feel tired and heavy, so you don't. Believe me, I know how hard it is to start. It's Larry O'Connor here to tell you, don't beat yourself up. There's no reason to feel bad or guilty. Do what I did and jump. Start your transformation starting with the right nutrition. Working out can come later if that's what you want to do. EMP is a nutritional-based program that works. I'm going for 5-mile runs now comfortably, and I can't imagine not running. EMP 180 helped me get to this state, a state of healthy, happy, energized, a state of empowerment. With EMP 180, you know what you're going to have for breakfast, what to snack on, what's for lunch, and then a dinner of steak, chicken, or fish and veggies. The veggies that are best for me. My runs are awesome because I'm not lugging around that extra 30-plus pounds. You've got this with EMP 180 Weight Loss by your side. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxel.
Required minimum distributions, it's kind of like our IOU comes due. Let's think of it that way. You earn a paycheck in your 30s and 40s and 50s, and then if you allotted some portion of that paycheck to a retirement account, the government or IRS allowed you to delay paying taxes, hence creating a little bit of an IOU.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel or online at wintertroxel.com.
8:29 coming up on WMAL. We'll speak with Tom Rogan from the National Review, and he'll give us an overview of the French election and some very surprising results, how this plays out, and whether this is going to affect us here in America. And I'm sure it will somewhere along the line, depending on who ultimately wins that French election. It is now 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. With a budget deadline looming, President Trump plans a whirlwind of activity seeking to highlight his accomplishments, and he'll do it while putting fresh pressure on congressional Democrats to pay for a wall on the Mexican border. Northern Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly says a shutdown would be a calamity.
It's a disastrous way to run a government. It sends all the wrong signals, and frankly, it's an embarrassment around the world that the great superpower of the United States can't keep its government open.
French voters shut out the country's political mainstream from the presidency for the first time in the country's modern history, and now will find themselves being courted across the spectrum for the runoff election. The May 7th runoff will be between a populist and a centrist. Five elected Republicans in Prince William County, including four county supervisors, are endorsing Ed Gillespie for governor instead of county board chair Corey Stewart. Supervisor Martin Noe tells WMAL.
We want people to know that when Corey Stewart waves the Confederate flag, he's not speaking for the rest of the Board of Supervisors. And more importantly, he's not speaking for the majority of the people of Prince William County.
County Sheriff Glendale Hill rescinded his endorsement of Stewart to go with Gillespie instead. The Arlington County Board has voted to raise property taxes, but not as much as originally proposed. The board approved a 1.5 cent increase instead of the 2 cent hike originally talked about. Board Chairman Jay Fassett says every cent of the higher tax will be used to help schools and Metro. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is on a previously unannounced visit to Afghanistan. His visit comes 3 days after a Taliban attack on a northeast Afghanistan army base killed at least 100 people. And under cover of darkness, workers in New Orleans have taken down the first of four Confederate monuments that'll be removed in coming days. New Orleans is the latest southern body to divorce itself from that from what some say are symbols of racism and intolerance. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,548, the Nasdaq at 5911. Sports, the Caps advance to the second round with another overtime win over the Maple Leafs. It's game four between the Wizards and Hawks tonight. Baseball, the Nats win their seventh straight, and the Red Sox end the Orioles' winning streak. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's Larry O'Connor for my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and I highly recommend you do too. Look, carpets should be professionally cleaned at least once per year. So with spring now upon us, it's a great time to have Zero Res help you with your spring cleaning. Say goodbye to all the dirt, grime, bacteria, pollen, pet stains, ugly traffic patterns, and odors lurking in your carpets, because a Zero Res clean will leave your carpets looking brand new again. Zero Res also can use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood and tile floors, and even upholstery. Did you recently move or plan to list your home for sale or rent? If so, a Zero Res clean is a must. Have your home look the best. Listen, I've got a great offer for my WMAL listeners. Book today, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $147. Plus, you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Call now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forward or backwards, it's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us 1 day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design 1 day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
You've heard me tell you about our $78 AC tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell. And along the way, we've heard of other companies following in our path. But one thing I've learned, not all air conditioner tune-ups are created equal. In fact, there are a lot of Johnny-come-latelys willing to sell you an air conditioner tune-up. But you'd do just as well to beat it with a broom and shine a flashlight at it. Hi, this is Dave Snell. The Snell AC tune-up is a thorough 20-point process, including a cleaning and safety inspection. It's real value for your hard-earned money, protecting the safety and comfort of your family. My stand-up guys will spend 90 full minutes restoring your home comfort system to factory specs. So before you go and buy an air conditioner tune-up from just anyone, make sure you know exactly what you're paying for. And when in doubt, just call the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Northwest D.C., the East Street Expressway. A lot of commuters join on to that after you come off of 66 over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and heading into town through that stretch. Unfortunately, we have a crash there this morning, so you see the flashing lights. You're getting by very slowly, so it has a major effect on 66 heading through Arlington and through the tunnel and over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Also affect is the George Washington Parkway southbound near the overlooks. Again, this is all to get over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and onto the E Street Expressway. Not such an express, right? Okay, here we go. Cross the Legion Bridge. Long-standing crash gone. Big delays off of 270 out of Gaithersburg. Also jams the Beltway out of Bethesda. Looking at the Wilson Bridge backups, they have just about dissipated. So that's one area where we are on the improve. Each direction good now across the Wilson Bridge. Braddock Road eastbound prior to the Beltway for crash cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Couple of damp days as we kick off the new week. Showers around and areas of rain at times through this morning and into the afternoon. A little breezy, that breeze out of the northeast, 56. Still some more rain and showers tonight, 52. We don't lose the rain tomorrow, but the steadiest is it going to be in the morning hours. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, breezy, 59. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Woodbridge, 49 in Olney, 54 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. I wanted to tell you, the patriotic French voters, how grateful I am. This is the first step to take me to the Élysée. And it's a historical result. From now on, I have an immense responsibility, that of defending the French nation, its unity, its security, its culture, its prosperity and independence.
I feel like bursting out into Frères Jacques. I'm Mary Walter. It is 8:38 on WMAL. Joining us right now is Tom Rogan. He is a contributor to the Washington Examiner's Beltway Confidential blog, and he's a foreign policy columnist for the National Review. That was, of course, Marianne Le Pen, with a translator, obviously, in her victory speech, because she came in second, and apparently you have a victory speech if you come in second in France. Tom, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on.
We're glad to have you here. So what happened last night or over the weekend in the French election, I think the interesting thing for Americans to understand is it was the equivalent of the Democrats and the Republicans totally losing, and two candidates from previously, you know, third party candidates coming out and winning this. We had Macron with 23.8% and then Le Pen with 21.5%, and the two traditional parties, nothing. They lost.
They did, and I think that represents First off, the failure of the socialist government of François Hollande, who's the current president. His party scored about 6%, 6.5% last night, so that was a huge defeat for them. But it also reflects, I think, failures of the conservative, the Republican equivalent candidate. He was accused of relative corruption. His campaign was somewhat lethargic in the beginning, and Macron came in with this sort of youthful energy and was able to pull the carpet from under the establishment. And indeed, Le Pen, in her delivery of a message of much tougher immigration controls and quite narrow national identity, was able to do the same.
Given the fact that immigration was one of the big issues, a lot of people have been trying to draw comparisons between that election and the U.S. election that made Donald Trump president. Are there other parallels here besides the fact that immigration is important to both countries right now in different ways?
I think there are, but so one example would be, how do you get more people into work? And that is something obviously, President Trump talked a lot about in terms of rural areas, but what we see in France is an effort by Le Pen to say that the key to rebuilding the economy is more protectionism, to protect French industries from external competition. Macron saying you need to liberalize the labor market, that you need to make it easier for private firms essentially to hire and fire. So that issue with jobs, I think, is very much on the agenda as well.
Now, what does Macron bring to the table other than being young and unknown?
Well, I think the first thing he brings to the table is this idea that he has pledged to unshackle again the economy. He has said specifically that he wants to change the law so that there is tax policy, regulation policy, so that there is an incentive for greater risk taking in an entrepreneurial sense, but also allowing for easier employment market access for members of society who perhaps have not been able to get a job for a long time because of vested interests. That's a big issue in France because of the power of unions and because businesses find it very hard to make hiring decisions in their particular needs at one moment.
Yeah, it's almost impossible to fire someone in France, isn't it? Don't they have to get permission?
Yeah, it's extremely difficult, even in the service industry. And it also creates the effect that you have individuals who, because they know they can't get fired, have less incentive to be productive, and that sort of closes off the access routes for young people. And so that's why you see, for example, youth unemployment quite high in France, but also other challenges in terms of, again, the broader productivity of the economy.
So from the United States standpoint, what do we stand to gain or lose depending on who wins this election?
Well, so I have a piece out at National Review this morning that I would encourage people to have a read, in which I suggest that Macron should be the clear favorite, certainly for American conservatives, but more broadly for Americans, in the sense that he is pro-NATO. He is someone who is more skeptical of Vladimir Putin than Marine Le Pen. But he's also someone who wants to engage in the kind of economic structural reforms that we would wish to see, I think, if we want France to be a successful economy. And a successful economy in France is one that does more trade with the United States in terms of higher value goods, obviously a wealthy country. So that helps us in terms of, you know, high-skilled job creation here. But Le Pen's politics, I think, are the politics of, I described in the National Review piece, there's a mixture of Gaullism and appeasement. They're quite strange. And I don't think functionally they will be in the interest either of France or in terms of addressing issues like counterterrorism, foreign policy, the interests of the United States.
And I'm surprised because I thought we were rooting for Le Pen, so I didn't know that we weren't rooting for that she would not be the best for us. So I'm learning something here. I'm intrigued, though, by Macron. What has he done up until now? Because we know he has no political experience at all. So what has he been doing? What does he do?
Well, I mean, he was an economics minister, so okay. I mean, he has some experience. But he has been doing, you know, it is a startup campaign in the sense of trying to say, look, the establishment, right and left, have failed. We need a new approach here. Give me a shot. But there is a legitimacy to this in the sense that we have seen what happens when you have relatively young and inexperienced politicians. I say that relatively, such as a certain former American mm-hmm. president who then come into office and don't necessarily deliver. So I think there are a lot of expectations here, and it'll be interesting to see how much he can get through in his legislative agenda by trying to, you know, he's going to have to attract votes from both right and left. I mean, we will see what happens.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Tom. We appreciate your knowledge, and thank you for making us smart about this, because I thought we were rooting for Le Pen, so I did not know. Tom Rogan, contributor to the Washington Examiner's Beltway Confidential blog and senior columnist for National Review. Have a great week, Tom.
You too. Yeah, and of course, you can support whoever you want. That was just my opinion.
I don't know enough, so that's fine. It is now 8:45 at WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland 270 in Urbana, heavy. You get a little bit of a break. However, the next set of delays, this is a big one. As you come out of Germantown, it is solid to get on to the 270 spur to the American Legion Bridge. We had a longstanding crash on the Legion Bridge. So not only did it back up 270, but the Beltway through Bethesda as well. Now, just keep alert in Rockville in the backups on 270 South, a report of a crash. 66 East at Nutley Street, crash is gone, now trying to recover. Braddock Road inbound before the Beltway for the incident. Through Chantilly, better, eastbound 50. As you go up the Stringfellow Road, that crash is gone. And Northwest DC, we're struggling on the East Street Expressway. DDOT tells me, no, it's not an accident, it's a broken down car. Nonetheless, it blocks one lane still, so jammed coming off of 66, leaving Arlington and the GW Parkway to go over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and onto the East Street Expressway. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure to our south. Rain stays with us today. Showers around, maybe some steady rain at times. Most of it should be light, 56 with a northeast breeze. Stays breezy tonight with showers around 52. Rain early tomorrow. Chance of showers tomorrow afternoon. Possibly a thunderstorm. Quite breezy, 59. From the Weather Channel, I'm Ray Stajic on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 54 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL. North Korea, you knew they weren't going away. They're still in the news because, right. Oh, they want to be relevant, so relevant. The USS Carl Vinson and some Japanese Navy ships are currently conducting some exercises in the Philippine Sea. And Vice President Pence said on Saturday that the USS Carl Vinson, that carrier group, is going to arrive in the waters off the Korean Peninsula within days. And so North Korea, the Rodong Sinmun, which is the Workers' Party newspaper, had a commentary published, I guess it's like an op-ed, and they reportedly compared the USS Carl Vinson to a gross animal. And North Korea yesterday said that their military could sink a U.S. aircraft carrier with a single strike, according to Reuters. Of course, they would have to get it off the ground, but if they did, then they could get it with a single strike.
Their missiles would have to not explode upon launch, is what you're suggesting?
We laugh, but... You know, stranger things have happened. Yeah. So the other thing that I thought was important to get out here with the North Korean thing is they have detained another American. This is the third American that North Korea has detained. He's only being identified by his last name of Kim. He was arrested by North Korean authorities Friday at Pyongyang Airport when he was on his way out of the country. He was almost out. Yeah. He was a professor back in the late 50s in North Korea, and he has since been engaged in aid and relief programs there. And he was only there for about a month to discuss relief activities. Now, the reason for his arrest was not clear, but they have two other U.S. citizens, a college student, Otto Warmbier, and a Korean-American pastor, Kim Dong-chul, are also being detained. They, though, were both sentenced to long prison terms for what they was being called subversive acts against the country. And if you get a long prison term in North Korea, that's hard labor.
Yep.
It's never a long term because they basically just kill you because they have no food and they starve. You know, I don't know what a student was doing in North Korea. I My parents would never allow that to happen. But I think we need to look at this very seriously, because they could be used as bargaining chips if they see any kind of problem coming with the U.S. This is very dangerous, what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, the student's crime was apparently removed a political sign from a hotel wall. Yes, it doesn't take much.
Yeah, it does not take much, and I hope President Trump can somehow negotiate some releases here. It is 8:49 on WMAL.
We all want to be our healthiest, so we get a doctor. Pretty good, right? Or maybe we get a group of doctors who all work together. Even better. But what if we could have a group of top doctors working together with our health coverage? That would be Kaiser Permanente. We work together to make sure you get the care you need and the coverage to make it happen. Because your health is the only thing that matters. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
The good news? Our business is growing. The bad news? We have to hire again.
The searching.
Oh, where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job would be posted to 100 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well, all right. Yeah.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Turns out social media isn't always so social. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. When we go online, we can connect with just about anyone, anywhere in the world. But instead of broadening our horizons, we usually just end up making a virtual echo chamber. Scientists in Italy found internet users tend to select and share content related to a specific narrative and then ignore the rest. A postdoc researcher at USC who co-authored the paper explains the point of the study was really to investigate how and why misinformation or quote-unquote fake news spreads online. Users tend to search for, interpret, and recall information that confirms their beliefs, he says. That is, you're more likely to share something that you think your friends will agree with rather than something that challenges them. But before you pass on that video or article, take a minute to check it out for yourself first. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I wish these bags under my eyes would go away. Now, if that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor introducing the new Genucel Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey uses Genucel, and she wrote to us about it. She says, I've been using Genucel for a couple months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I agree, Susan. I use it and I love it. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Check this out. From now until Mother's Day, get a free month supply of Genucel with your order. What a great Mother's Day present. Call now and express shipping is also free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Order today and Chamonix will include a surprise luxury gift absolutely free. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720 for Genucel. 800-525-2720.
This is Doug Hill.
What's your best defense against severe weather? We've got seven of them. Stormwatch 7. Seven expert meteorologists on your side.
ABC's Doug Hill and Stormwatch 7. Your best defense against severe weather.
He's right. I'm starting.
Start your day right with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. Stormwatch 7's Veronica Johnson and Eileen Whalen get you morning ready from your bus stop forecast through the day ahead. And Traffic Watch 7's Julie Wright helps navigate you from points A to B stress-free. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes starting at 4:25 on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Where good morning starts. Seven on your side. Four little words that pack a big punch. That protect you from ripoffs. That spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, seven on your side.
It's 8:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You do the same, everybody. And we'll come south on 270. It's going to be a late rush hour. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. That's due to earlier, we had a long-standing crash on the American Legion Bridge. It's been cleared, but it gave us big Beltway and 270 delays still out of Germantown to get into Virginia. In the backups, we had a crash in Rockville, one on the 270 spur near Democracy Boulevard. Just take it easy. I know it's frustrating sitting in that stop and go, you need to pay attention. On the George Washington Parkway, 66, everyone, just a solid lineup jammed across the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge to get onto the East Street Expressway over toward 23rd Street. However, the broken down finally cleared, but it's still giving us big backups through that stretch. Braddock Road, eastbound, getting better, approaching the Beltway now. The crash has been cleared. And a reminder again, it's the new traffic pattern at the start of today to access the on-ramp to 395. It is confusing there, so pay attention. It affects 8th Street, Mass Avenue, 4th Street again to get onto that on-ramp to 395. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good on the damp side here on this Monday morning with light rain showers around and steady rain at times, most of it light through the day. Numbers staying in the middle part of the 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 54 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube, leave worry behind.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
Describe that difference.
We make places feel big
and clean.
We give people a fresh start,
a do-over,
a brand new day
with birds singing and everything.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point,
and whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
And what happens after it disappears?
We recycle the recyclables
and donate the donatables
so planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
I love planet Earth.
Me too.
It's my favorite planet.
So they point, junk disappears, and we do the right things with it.
Right. Very right.
And when do we do all this?
We come when it's convenient for you.
Call
1-800-GOT-JUNK and we'll meet you there.
Like you said, we're here to make you happy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Bad things can happen late at night. And in Washington, D.C., late-night closed-door meetings could spell higher costs for millions of older Americans. Congress is secretly trying to revive its failed health care bill. They're cutting deals to let the big insurance companies charge you even more. It starts with an age tax. If you're 50 or older, they can charge you five times more than everyone else, up to $13,000 more per year. Now they're going after anyone with a pre-existing condition, letting insurance companies charge you thousands more if you're sick. They could even deny you life-saving coverage if you need treatment like chemotherapy and dialysis. And it's all going on behind closed doors in Washington. Call 844-833-9664 today and tell your member of Congress to stop the backroom deals, stop the higher prices, and stop the age tax. Paid for by AARP.
You know, we've talked from time to time about that book, Shattered, about the what was going on behind the scenes of the Clinton campaign. Well, tomorrow, author Amy Parnes from that book will be joining us. It should be very interesting.
I am so dying to read that book. I cannot wait. Oh, look, there's Chris.
Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to both of you. I assume you both attended the big science merch. Bill Nye, the engineering guy.
I missed that, sorry.
He had a kids show long ago. That's made him a leader of the scientific movement among the Democrats. It's an interesting time to live in. Also, a big government shutdown. ABC Washington Post poll that's laugh out loud corrupt.